Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today is part one of a five-part excerpt from my book, Supercoach, 10 Secrets to Transform Anyone's Life. And the excerpts are actually taken from the audiobook, which you can get in its entirety on Audible. But I wanted to share it in the podcast right now because I think it's particularly apt. So in this first excerpt, you're going to hear me share one of my favorite stories, one of my favorite metaphors for how we can make the biggest difference in the world. And it's called Going Upstream. Going Upstream. A man was walking through a dark forest when he came to the bank of a huge river. As he marveled at the beauty and grandeur of the river, his attention was caught by something that sounded like a cry for help. Sure enough, he noticed someone drowning in the flow of the river, and he immediately waded in to rescue them. The person he rescued was, of course, deeply grateful, and the man basked in the feeling of having contributed to life, until he heard another cry for help and once again waded into the river and saved someone from drowning. Each time he heard a cry for help, he waded in. Each time he saved someone, his good feeling was interrupted by another cry for help. After a time, he grew lonely in his endeavor, and he recruited some of those he had helped in rescuing the seemingly endless supply of people who were drowning in the flow of the river. Some did not feel capable, and some apologetically said they were too busy. But others stayed on until a community of helpers began to form. They formed a village and elected the man their leader, for they saw him to be experienced, strong, compassionate, and wise. And even though there were many more people drowning in the river than they could ever possibly save, they did their best with one and all. Then one day, to the shock and horror of his followers, the man threw his hands up in the air and exclaimed, "I've had enough of this. There are too many people drowning and not enough of us to help save them." Without even a backward glance, he turned his back on the river and walked away. Although they felt discouraged, the remaining helpers threw themselves back into their work with even more vigor, doing their best to save each person they could, even while knowing that for everyone they pulled out of the river, three more would float on by. "Made a difference to that one," they would say, reminding themselves of the woman who had spent her days throwing starfish back into the ocean that had washed up on the shore. One morning they woke up to find the river flowing in all its majesty, but not a single cry for help. It seemed a blessed day, and they promised themselves and one another that they would never forget it for the rest of their lives. But there was even more to come. Every day that followed, the helpers went to the river to save the drowning, and each day came and went without a single incident. Then one day, something truly remarkable happened. There were once again people in the river, but when the helpers waded out to save them, the people in the river laughed. "We're not drowning, we're waving," they said. Later that day, their former leader appeared at the village by the side of the river, returning as if he hadn't a care in the world. Many were happy to see him, but some were still angry at what they viewed as his betrayal and abandonment. "Why did you leave us?" they asked. "Why did you abandon the cause?" "I never abandoned you, my friends," the man replied. "I simply went upstream to stop people from falling in and to teach them how to swim." Now, in part two, I'm going to be sharing what I call the 10th secret, the secret of hope. Until then, have fun, learn heaps, and I'll talk with you soon.